Today's share in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tzadi, Amud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're beginning actually Simin Tov Pei Aleph, which is found on Daf Pei Tes Amud Beis. And we begin with the Mechaber, who tells us, Achar Arba Kosos, after one completes drinking all four of the cups, Eino Rashoi Lishtos Yayin Elamayim. You're no longer allowed to have any beverages except for water. That's the position of the Mechaber. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sifkot Nalev that there are harbei tamin yesh b'zeh poskim. There are a lot of reasons why you can't have anything other than water, according to this first most machmir opinion of the Mechaber. And he brings down the first reason, and you can see this in the name of the Vilna Gaon in Os Aleph in the Shaar Tzion, Yeshu Kosfu, Mishum Shemitzvah L'Saper B'Tiyas Mitzrayim, Ubinim V'lo Osav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Afilu Kol HaLayla. A person has an obligation to talk about the wondrous things that happened to us when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, and all the other wonders that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us, all night long, not just till Chatzos and not just during the Seder. And this obligation is really all night long until Ad Kol Zman Shalo Chatofatu Sheina, until sleep has overtaken you. As we've already learned previously, and we'll learn again now. And therefore, ulahachi lo yishta. And therefore, you're not allowed to go drink anything, and intoxicating beverages, shalo yishtaker vispatul mitzvazu, because it's going to make you not be able to perform this mitzvah properly. The issue footnote number one reminds us that we had talked previously about what does it mean till sleep overtakes you. And he brings down from Nissan Karlitz Zatzal that this idea is shehu ad shehasheina matrido so ba'ofen shirosho kavir love. Until you get, your head is heavy, you really can't learn properly, so then you go to sleep. And this is also the opinion of Rabbi Yashiv. Sheina kavon ad shiirdom ba'pol. You don't have to actually fall asleep, because adayin tzarechu lomar l'kol ha'pachos pasif shirosho kriyeshma u'birchas ha'mapol, because as we'll see, either later today or in tomorrow's shir, that a person still has to say Kriyat Shema and the Baruch of a Mapil. So if you fall asleep while you're saying over Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and stories about Niflos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you won't be able to do this. And he adds, Osif Shiesh Losim Libo Lekach. A person has to be very careful and pay very careful attention that he shouldn't stay up so late, that he can't daven the chakras properly, that either Mrs. Chakras gets up late or he doesn't daven it properly. That's more important. And in that situation, we already brought down previously that it's better to go to sleep. The issue footnote number two brings down that based upon this reasoning of the Vilna Gaon that we just said, im nirdam v'chozev v'nir, if a person fell asleep actually and then he woke up again, so the Chok Yaakov brings down, mutar lo lishtos av shadayin hilayla, then you could drink more if you wanted to, even though it's still that night of the Seder. Because you accomplished what you had to do. You stayed up till you could, and therefore there's no concern that you're not going to stay up to learn. You already fell asleep, so therefore you were parted from that. The Makor Chaim adds, Sha'achre Shekrar Shochalishan, if a person goes to sleep, if he gets up, then, since he again went to bed already, so he's done with the mitzvah of telling over the Niflos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he actually go drink whatever he would like. And if he falls asleep a little bit, it's not a problem. The Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, based upon this svara of the Vilna Gaon, Lufi svara zu, he brings this down in the name of the Pri Chadash, Dafka Yayin or Sharmashka Mashaka. The Gra is saying the problem is that you're going to drink an intoxicating beverage. So therefore, according to the Gra, it's only intoxicating beverages that are a problem. But then he brings down the Eshu Kosu. The Mishnah Berurah says there's another opinion, the Lo Yenira Kemosif Ala Kosos, because if you have more beverages, it looks like you're making a fifth cup of wine, a sixth cup of wine. Shenira Kemasl B'Suda Cheres, looks like having another Suda. And therefore, Lefig Zeh, according to this opinion, Kol Chamar Medina, anything that you could theoretically be Yotze, the Dalit Kosos on, any beverage of the Medina, Osir Av Shein Mashaka, even if it's not an intoxicating beverage, here you have a different reason, it shouldn't look like you're eating Kosos. And finally brings down the most machmir opinion, Yeshukosu Mishum Shaloyiz Batal Tam Matzah Mipiv Aidesh Siyoso, that you shouldn't lose the taste of the matzah in your mouth. And any beverage could potentially dilute the taste of the matzah in your mouth via drinking it. And therefore, Ukamosh Asu Lecho Achar Aseid Mitam Zeh, just like you can't eat anything to after the finishing of the Afikom, so it shouldn't dilute the taste of the matzah. Lefi Tam Zeh, based upon this, Kol Mashke Afilu Eino Chamar Medina of Eino Meshaker Osir, according to this most macro opinion, anything that would take out the taste of the matzah in your mouth, even if it's not intoxicating, and even if it's not a beverage that you could be Yotzei the Dalit Kosos with, it's not Chamar Medina, so you shouldn't go and drink that either. How do we paskin? So the Mishnah Berurah says, when we steam as divrei mechaber Ramah, since the Ramah and the mechaber don't say anything about this, obiya maishma, it appears shadaitim lahachmir kol hanitami, that they take the most stringent approach, since they don't mention restricting it in any way. When we call makom, however, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, kasu achron, the achron write that various mashkim that we're going to now talk about that are very, very mild beverages. Number one, the ingber vaser, which in the Targum, Os 3 tells us is Mei Zangevil, which is some sort of a ginger water. And the Mishnah continues, Vuhu Adin tea, likewise tea, te would be the same thing. O apple trunk, which if you see in Os number 2 in the Targum, is Mashke Tapuchim, some sort of a mild apple cider. Doesn't really have a strong taste of apples in it, as we'll see. The Eshikosugam licorice, this drink called licorice, which is made from something called shush. I'm not exactly sure what that is. All of these would be permissible, even according to the most machmer opinion. Why? These are like water. They don't do anything to really destroy the taste of the matzah in your mouth, to dilute it in any way, and therefore they're like water, which everybody agrees is allowed. Mishnah Berurah does point out, he says, Ochein, the apple trunk, the apple cider over here, Shekote Shesatapuchim, the Vesa Bad, Vieshlam Tam Godol, if it has really crushed apples inside of it and has a very strong taste, the Yeshoshim, then it would be like the second opinion that says you're not allowed to have any beverage that would destroy the taste of the matzah from your mouth. Then he says, Vinei Abdel, Lechatchilo, Nochul Lahachmir, Bechol Dovish, Vatotam Matzah, ideally you should be Machmir over here for not drinking any liquids except maybe those like water that really don't dilute the taste of the matzah from your mouth. Nevertheless, the person is very thirsty. Then you can rely upon the Vilna Gaon's opinion that says just don't have inebriating beverages, but you can have even Chamar Medina. And he says this is especially true, Bifat Bilel Sheni. And one can certainly do this on the second night of the Seder as long as you're not drinking inebriating, intoxicating beverages. And in fact, if you look on the next page in Oz Gimel in the Ber Heitev, so he brings down from the Chok Yaakov, Ubalel Sheni Mut Lishtos Kol Shar Mashlim Achar Dalet Kosos Lekulei Alma. This is Mestama, what the Mishnah Berurah is referring to over here. And he, in fact, points this out in the Shaar HaTzion, Oz Zayin, Ayin and El Yeraba, and the Chok Yaakov. The issue, footnote number 3, talks about coffee. That's not mentioned over here. So he brings down from the Ber Heitev in Sifkot and Aleph, the Borer Shadavar Mutter Kemo Shtias Ti. He says that has the same din as tea. Not a problem. But there is an opinion of the Knesset Gedolah doesn't want to say that. What about tea with sugar? So Rav Yashiv says that's acceptable as well. The issue footnote number 4 says that we learned previously, so as we had mentioned, anything that's not intoxicating, it's not Chamar Medina, that can be drunk as well. Because according to this opinion, something that is not one of those two categories is not going to really ruin the taste of the matzah in your mouth. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, The Ramah says that all mashkin have the status of wine. It brings it down from the Beis Yosef, and that's really the discussion that we just had, that one should be machmir not to have any beverages over here other than maybe the water and very, very light beverages. Then the Ramah says, umishu istinis, if somebody is a very fussy person, so he must have something to drink, let's say, or toiv harbi lishtos, or he's very, very thirsty. He really wants to have something to drink now, toiv harbi lishtos, which the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Beis, afilu yayin, even though he wants to drink wine. So the Ramah says, yocho lishtos kos chamishi. Then this person, we'll see, before he actually says the bracha achrona, and before he concludes his seder, so to say, could have another cup after the fourth cup. And the yomar alav halel hagodol, and he can drink this cup for the conclusion of the Hallel, when he's saying Hallel HaGadol. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Gimel, Dafko im lo siyem adayin habracha, v'shoser kos revias. If he hasn't finished saying the bracha achrona and drunk the entire fourth cup and is finished, then oz yocha lomar Hallel HaGadol atzo v'lachton b'vracha v'lishtos hakos chamishas. Then he could, while he's finished drinking the fourth cup, fill up another cup, say the Hallel HaGadol al that kos, and then drink it at the end, and then make your bracha achrona. But if he concluded the bracha, then you're not allowed to take another cup out and make the halal gadol on this fifth cup and then make another bracha. The lo tiknu ki im bracha achas, because the rabbis only instituted over here one bracha on this halal, the fourth cup. You could theoretically, if you're so thirsty and desirous of wine, have two cups over there, but you can't have a bracha achrona and then have a fifth cup. In the Shaar HaTzion, Os Ches, he brings down for the Prima Godim the Kavana of the Mogin Avram, and he writes, Ayin Shom Shemitzadeh De'efsho Dafilu B'Shekvar Omer HaLagol. Even if you finish the HaLagodol, Kol Shalosiyim HaBrocha, if you didn't say the Brocha Achrona, Yochol Lomar Oda Pam HaLagodol, you could say another HaLagodol with a fifth cup, Valachdom the bracha belishtos, and then conclude the bracha over there, drink the fifth cup, and make the bracha achrona. He says this is also discussed in greater detail in the Bir Halacha Ayin Sham. Lamaisa, I would dare say that nobody really takes advantage of this leniency that the Ramah says. A person, if he really wants to drink more, he could drink during the Suda as much as you want to. Again, drinking a significant amount of intoxicating beverages besides the already Dalit Kosos, if you want to take the full share, which is probably five ounces, and you're having that already four times, so there probably is very little need for the vast majority of people to have another glass of an intoxicating beverage, certainly not at the end. If you're really that thirsty, drink the beverages all that you want to your heart's content during the meal. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Chayvod in Lasok Bilchus HaPesach, Ubi Yitzias Mitzrayim, Ulasapra Benisim, Ubi Niflo, Shosa Kodesh Baruch Lavaseinu, Achitach Tefenu Shena. This we already alluded to in the first part of the shir in the Mishnah Berurah, which talked about why we don't drink intoxicating beverages, and here's where the Mechaber tells us again, that a person is obligated, after he's finished his Seder, to go and learn Hilchus Pesach, and talk more about Yitzias Mitzrayim, and to tell the people at the Seder to learn about the wonderful, wondrous miracles and all the fantastic things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done to us and to our forefathers until the person has the urge to go to sleep, as we discussed already earlier in the shir. Therefore, we'll go straight to the Ramah. Hagah, the Ramah adds, V'chol din leil rishon yesh gam kein b'leil sheni. He brings out from the Augur that this applies in Chutz Loretz, Yom Tov Sheni Shogolios. All of these dinim that we've been discussing apply all to the second Seder, the second night of Pesach as well. Then he adds, V'nogim shalu likros al mitos, or rak parshas shma, v'lo shar dvarim shakorim b'shar lelos, kedei lohagin. He says, we go to say, every night before we go to say, we say kriya shma la mita, and we say many, many piyutim. All these extra piyutim are there for protection purposes, for shmira purposes. And since this is Kilel Shimurim, who, min hamazikin, tonight is the night that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to say, protects us from all the mazikin, so we don't have to go and say that tonight because we don't need that special protection. The night of Pesach itself is the Leil Shimurim. And therefore, one still has to say, as we'll see, the Kriyashma and Hamapil, and Dirish footnote number 6 brings down from the Shorish Avoda, they should also say the Pasuk, B'yod Chav Kid Ruchi, but all the other Psukim of Shmira, one does not have to say on both the first and second nights of Pesach. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Sivkon Dalid, V'tzorech Levarech Birchas Hamapil, that you do have to say not only Shma, now, we'll see in a moment that really means, according to many, not just the first paragraph, you say all three paragraphs of Shma, but you also have to say the Brach of Hamapil. And v'im kara kriyashma beveis haknesses korim alayla. And if you said kriyashma before, it really was dizman for kriyashma. So then tzarech likros kol kriyashma kedei lotzeis. That one should read the entire kriyashma and not be satisfied over here with just the first paragraph. And in this way, you'll be able to see the mitzvah of kriyashma. And we've already learned all of this with Chanal in Simon Reish Lamed Hey. The issue footnote number 7 reminds us we learned over there. So he says, even if you're reading all three parashas of Kriyashma at night, that's not the ideal way to be yotzei the mitzvah of Kriyashma. Because when a person's in his bed, he doesn't really have full kavana. It's not the most moridic way to say Kriyashma, to be yotzei the mitzvah daraisa. And therefore, once it's tzeitzak kochavim, the person should say, ideally, all three parashas of Kriyashma. But bottom line is, if you didn't say them yet, especially if you davened a little bit earlier on Pesach night to be able to get home and start the Seder right as soon as it's Tzeitzak Kochavim, so then you certainly should say all three parishes of Kriyashma and have in mind that you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriyashma to say all three parishes of Kriyashma after Tzeitzak Kochavim. I was always taught by Rabbi Abayim that this is always a great safeguard and a stopgap to make sure that you never miss the mitzvah of Kriyashma. If a person says all three parishes of Kriyashma every night, so he knows, even if he davened earlier, he forgot to daven Rechmonu Litzlan, if whatever the situation is, if he knows he says all the three parishes of Kriyashma every night, so then he'll never miss out on the mitzvah of Kriyashma. That concludes the beautiful Simen Tov Pei Aleph, a short but beautiful Simen, and we'll start Simen Tov Pei Beis. Now here we're talking about a very strange situation. Baruch Hashem, nowadays this almost never will happen, but this, unfortunately, with the poverty and the lack of resources, this was a real concern. Din Misha Ein Lo Matzah Shmura. What is the halacha if a person doesn't have Shmura Matzah? So we begin Sif Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Misha Ein Lo Matzah Mishumeres Elo Kizayis. If a person doesn't have Shmura Matzah, except one Kizayis of Shmura Matzah, the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sif Katan Aleph, Ein Le'el and Simon Tofnun Gimel Sif Dalet Ma'u Mishumeres. He says, go and relearn that Simon over there. And he says over here, look in the Bir Halacha. And we can look in the Bir Halacha over here in Dibra Maskul Matzah Mishumeres, where he reminds us of the three Shitos, Me'ikra Din, Dai B'Shimur, Mishatz Tchina. Ideally, at least you you should have it from the time that you grind the flour. Al pi adchak, and if it's really under extenuating circumstances, shomer matzah could even be just mishas lisha, from the time of kneading it, that you're shomer it for the mitzvah. Again, we pointed out back then, kedai to remind ourselves, it has nothing to do with being chametz or not. Of course it's not chametz, but it has to have a special shmira. The matzahs have to be watch, they have to be shmartim in some matzos, and therefore you need this additional aspect to be yotzi the mitzvah. So ideally it should be at least from the time of grinding, but b'di'evet from the time of lisha, from the time of kneading it. And he says there are even those that are more machmir, eliyesh machmirim, shetzorok shimor mishas ketzira. Ideally it should be watched from the time of ketzira, from the time of harvesting, which Dirshu, footnote number 5, reminds us, shiyishmar me'osa eis v'hala shalo yiplu mayim al chitim. You should maybe make sure that once you've harvested, that no water should fall on the chitim. And this is shmira zut hei l'shem matzas mitzvah. You have to do this for the purpose of not just becoming not chametz, but that it's bedafka, watch for the mitzvah of matzos mitzvah. And therefore, the Chofetz Chaim continues in this bir halacha, im ein lo matzah mishumeres mishas ksira, if you only have matzah, rakizayis, that is shmura matzah from the time of the ketzira, the ideal shmura matzah. So he says in this situation, ushar matzah shalom mishumeres rak mishas lisha, the other matzah is also shmura matzah, but not as good. It's only the bidyevit shmura matzah. So in this situation, then you should do in the normal way of the meal, which is haynu shivorach al kizayis hamishuma mishas ketzira motzi v'gam al chilas matzah. We'll see there are, if you only have one real kizayis at all, so then there'll be a different order. But here he says, if you have different levels of shmura matzah, but you have enough shmura matzah, so then take the best one first for the alachilas matzah, and then for korach or kricha yaseh mimatzah mishmeres mishaslisha, you take the, for korach, you can take the shmura matzah that was only from the time of kneading, and the chen afikomen gam ke mimatzah zu, and the afikomen can also be from this bidyevet type of shmura matzah. And he says this is brought down by the Taz, and there's also the Taz of the Graz, the Chayyadam, and the Prima Gadim. If you look in Dirshu, footnote number 11, he adds, "V'apshe gemara suda lo yishara bepiv tam matzah shmura mishas ksira." Ah, you're not going to have the ideal shmura matzah left taste in your mouth. He says, "No, mikol makom mutav shabracha b'tchilas suda tiyal matzah shmura mishas ksira." He says the first bracha you're making alechilas matzah should be on the ideal shmura matzah, and you should eat that l'teyavon, and then you'll eat the maror, and then at the sof of the suda you'll have the other bidyevet type of shmura matzah, because that is bottom line kashera me'ikar adin. So this is, according to the Chofetz Chaim, the Bir HaLochovir, this is what you do if you have more than one kizayis of shmur matzah, but you only have one kizayis of the ideal shmur matzah, the others are bidyevet shmur matzah. But now the Mechaber is going to tell us, if you only really have one kizayis of shmur matzah, so then, nevarech alechilas maror v'yochel, first you make the alechilas maror, and then you eat all the regular matzah you want that's not chametz, but it's not mishumeres. Then at the end, you take out your one kezayis of matzah, and mevorech alechilas matzah, on that last kezayis, the one kezayis that you have, that'll be the last kezayis that you eat, and v'ochel oso kezayis, and then you eat that as the afikomen, and you make the bracha alechilas matzah on it, and have it be for the mitzvah of matzah and afikomen. The eino toim achrov klomen. Then you don't eat anything else after that. Now, let's see inside the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Beis. V'im kein, according to this opinion, did you only have that one kezayis of shmur matzah? No other types, not even b'di'evit. Im yochlo barishon or le'elo afikomen. If you eat it up front by the alechilas matzah that we have in the regular or the seder, then you won't have anything left for the afikomen. V'im yitzel, let's say it's bo gam bimkom afikomen. So say in mind, right now, this is for alechilas matzah, and it will also be the afikomen. So then you're not allowed to eat anything. Im kein lo yeh reshoi le'echol achrov. U'kde'elo simon tofayin ches. So you'd be stuck then in this situation. And we remind ourselves in Dirshu footnote number 1 that one of the reasons is k'deisho lo yavar mipiv tam matzah l'shulkofen. You don't want to take away the taste of the afikomen in your mouth. If you eat the afikomen for the meal, you can't eat the meal. And therefore, we follow the pattern that the Mechaber said in this situation, which is Sifkot and Gimel, that you do as follows. You take out a regular piece of non-chametz nika matzah, but not shmura matzah, and you make on that the bracha of hamotzi lechem in aretz, but not alechilas matzah. Then you make the bracha on the maror, ubirchas alechilas matzah, yivorech lebesof, and then you only make the alechilas matzah at the end of the meal after you finish the meal. B'shar she'ochel kizayis mishmeres, when you eat the one kizayis of real shmur matzah that you have. Dishu footnote number 2 says, why do we eat regular matzah? We don't have any hamotzi at this point, so he brings down because you want to have the kiddush b'makom suda, and as well kedi lahasmich as a suda lekiddush, so the meal should be next to the kiddush. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, "V'af gadol lechachila tzorich lechol matzah shel chiyuv v'hadar marim, or mishum shenemar al matzos marim matchila matzah v'hadar marim, that you should normally follow the right order of matzah first and then marim. Hech the lef shoshani. If you can't, you can't." We don't talk about korach here at all. If you only have a kizayis, you don't have to do this. You can't fulfill the mitzvah of kricha with this. This concludes today's shiur.